Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? I'm your boy, Steady J, and this is Life After Dust Live. It is Thursday, every Thursday on the show. We do what we call Trending Topic Thursday, where we pick a special topic we want to talk about for the week. And sometimes we have guests coming on with us on the show for it, and sometimes I just blab my mouth about it. So this week, we actually had a guest to help with it, and it's going to be very interesting. This is basically, I'm going to count this as a bonus. I'm a Healthy After Dust show for the month, because this one is helping you financially. In which today's show is based on the gold standard, and we're going to have my boy, Mr. Tony, in the building on Twitter handle Tone Cash, and he's going to be chopping up with us about the importance of why you should collect gold and silver. And we'll definitely be talking to him. He is a CEO, and his company is called Latin Scientist. And you just check out a lot of stuff going on with him. You can check it out at latinscientist.com. Check out his stuff there. And you can find out all the great stuff this man has going on. He's doing a lot of great things. And I just have to say, he's one of the people that I started reading a lot of stuff about gold and silver. It was pretty much because of him. And he's pretty good at putting it in layman's terms, and he's just trying to help empower everyone. So it's always great to support people that's trying to support others by empowering them to better themselves in life and whatnot. So we'll go ahead and go to the phone line. I think that's my boy right there. Let's check the phone line out. All right. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I know this has to be my boy, Mr. Tony.
Hello, sir.
What's up?
Chilling, bro. I'm chilling.
All right, man. You know, first off, I'm going to say it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show today.
It's my pleasure. The pleasure's all mine, sir. Trust me.
And you know, just reading all of a sudden, just checking out the stuff you put out, man, like on your website. You put out a lot of stuff that's pretty much trying to empower folks to know just increase themselves in the financial gain and whatnot, and it's definitely very beneficial to people and people that understand that in order to do some of these projects that they're trying to do, like, for instance, modeling and being an artist or whatnot, you have to have money. And sometimes the best thing to do is not just have money, you have assets. So that's one thing you teach a lot over there on your website, and it's just definitely great to see.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I thought I was going to go to my blog, so that's appreciated.
Definitely. So, first off, man, before we get into some of the tips and what that for today, I'll kind of tell everyone about why, like, what led you into getting into a deep understanding about, you know, knowing about gold and silver. Like, what was that turning point for you in your life?
For the gold and silver? Well, I'm going to preface that, I guess, with in general, I've always had a love for money. Not as far as, like, I mean, we all want money to buy, you know, the Lambo, or you want the ring, or you want to have peace of mind for your wife or your mom, or, you know, maybe grew up in a single parent home and you didn't want to have your kids grow up like that. So we've always had a lust for money, possibly, or a love. But I've always had more an intrigue into how it works. Like, for those of you who watch the news even a little bit, you know, there's always something going on with the Fed, or Obama wants money, or Bush wanted money, or, you know, we can go back as far as Clinton. You go back to Reaganomics. I mean, that's a term even Jay-Z touches on. When you do with finance and money, there's so much going on behind the basic math that it's not even like another language. It's like a whole other world in some essences, I would go as far to say. I probably sound a little crazy to some people, but that's like a whole other world. But then when I started looking at that, I said, I'm not a mathematician. I'm a carpenter by trade. I now work in special education. I have a few business ventures. And so I was looking around, and I found that taught me about money. And I also did something else called Primerica. Maybe people heard about it. Don't worry, guys. I'm not going to pitch you. But one of the things they taught me about was, you know, you buy a term, invest a difference. Now, I'm not saying I personally ascribe to that at this moment, or that you should. But when you start looking at the ways, the different ways you can use money, you can monetize your own lifestyle through business avenues, through ventures, through this, through that. Now, trying to find my way through all these things, I was looking at what would be the best way to hold my money, because, you know, you've got people retiring, and they had $1 million in the bank, and now they've got 60 G's. And that might as well be like, you know, that's like newspaper route money. You know, I might as well get on my bicycle, you know, throw out 30 papers and see what happens. It's just, it's junk. What are they going to do with 60 grand when they're in their 70s? You know, they've got pills for this, pills for that, copays. You've got paratransit coming to pick you up, and you got to pay for that. Then you've got your Metro card going up. Inflationary brings your milk up $1 a year indirectly, let's say, conceivably, in the next 15 years. And you guys can check Google. Everything I'm saying sounds a little crazy, but I guarantee you it's first page stuff. And so I started looking around and saying, how could I keep my money in a way that made me feel safe? Not necessarily like a safe, but that I had a little more peace of mind. And I've noticed that over time, physical money seems to hold its value a little better. Now, it's going to have ups and downs. It's just like your favorite football team. You know, they're on. Sometimes they're winning. You know, the QB, he didn't throw the pass. He ran it in the home. Next thing you know, with a touchdown, two-point interception, all that stuff. I'm sorry, I'm a nerd. I don't watch sports. I'm guessing at that part. But basically, it's, you know, you want to invest your money where you feel safe. For me, having physical wealth or investing in other vehicles that move physical wealth, such as ETFs or like electronic transfer funds, where you can invest in a company that, let's say, holds the stock or the silver physically and you get a share, or that literally holds your physical stock, your physical silver for you, to me that seemed like a better bet overall. Because I had more control of where my dollars were going, as opposed to saying, you know, hey, you know, you want Ameritrade, I'm going to give you 50 grand and I expect X amount of return. When it doesn't happen, you get to make money and I lose. I didn't feel safe that way. So for me, I started buying graded premium assets called numismatics, and I've been trying to segue into buying just raw aluminum metals, not necessarily aluminum, but I'm just trying to paint a picture that all metals have a value beyond what we perceive them to be. I mean, I don't know, for those of you who know back in the day, aluminum, like the foil you use when you cook, that was one of the most valuable resources at a certain point in time because they couldn't figure out how to get it out of the ground. And it was a college kid that was just jerking around in his free time. He figured out a way to pull it out of the ground literally in a method they'd never thought of that was cost-efficient, cost-effective, which there is kind of a difference. And he just blew everyone out the water, and he was maybe 19 when he did that. So I've always been more about, you know, finding the physical. You know what I mean? Like, what you can touch, you can't lose as easily. You know what I mean? If there's a fire and you've got a safe and the safe gets hot, the money burns. If there's a fire and I've got 10 ounces of silver or gold, that might melt and pool and cool off, and I've still got the same amount of value. So for a lot of people, that makes them feel safe. Now, I don't personally keep the stuff in my house for safety reasons, but you can paint the – I'm assuming you guys paint the picture. I'm going to let Seti interject right now so I don't run too long.
So basically, man, like basically just going off some of the stuff that you talked about real quick, because, I mean, Definitely, like, just your whole story so far, it just compelling to me. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like you said, having more physical stuff in hand instead of just, because some people, they buy things that haven't, like, I always buy, I'm going to go buy a bunch of Jordans. I mean, it's cool to look fly and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, what is that doing for you at the end of the day? You can, if you start putting some money into assets and whatnot, you can keep buying those kind of shoes and stuff, but then you got other money that's working for you, and that's
true.
One of the things
I mean,
that...
I'm sorry, go on, sir. I apologize.
But that's the thing about, like, what I definitely, like, when you approach me, because, you know, a lot of times about stuff that when people come to the show, a lot of people don't realize that these are people I usually find out stuff from personally, and, you know, reading all the stuff, like, I said some stuff I read from there for you. Like, you want to introduce me to what numismatics were, and that was just very, I'm just very compelled about how that actually worked and whatnot. And a lot of people just don't realize, like, even though I actually have a friend who's about the same age as me, who said that used from every month of his checks, he probably puts about $1,000 aside just to get stuff in, I mean, just to obtain some numismatics. So it's definitely great to see that people that's really, that's at my age, by the way, you remind people that I should get a 25, you know, and it's just crazy that, you know, seeing that people that's my age is really starting to get this stuff, like, okay, it's cool for us to go ball out and buy the extra stuff, but you also can have some money working for you.
Exactly. You almost want to turn your dollars as Pugliese Ray was saying, every dollar you have should be a slave that's going out and reaping you a benefit. Every dollar should be a warrior that's conquering a new frontier for you. Now, maybe you like my second form of explaining that better, so I apologize if I offend anyone, but I'm trying to paint a very simple picture. If the job pays you $200 a day, you got $1,000 a week, the government takes, so we're going to say 40%, you've got $600, you need to go back and just do a basic budget first before we even get to buying numismatics. What can I afford versus what do I make versus what am I incoming versus my outgoing bills, intake, outtake, et cetera, et cetera. You explain the words you like. We can do that on a whole other show, but a lot of people didn't even get to that point. But just because we were talking about numismatics and somebody might not know what they are, numismatics are basically silver coins or gold, and what they are is they're graded to a certain perfection level, and then they're encapsulated so that they're not touched or molested in any way, shape, or form by the emollients or greases in your fingers or someone's breath, which could even tarnish the metal, oxidizing in certain ways. So you might buy an MS-70, which is a top rating. That means basically Mint State 70 coin by a reputable agency. And there's only a couple of them, so be careful who you buy from just in case you want to buy. But you buy a silver dollar, a U.S. silver dollar. It's worth about $40, let's say, today. It's not exactly. You can check the mail point on my site, but we'll get to that later. But let's say it's worth $40. Now, to show you the value of how investing in your own assets works, in 1966, before Nixon took us off the gold standard, which is where a dollar of silver was a dollar of this, a dollar of gold, in 1966, a Ford Mustang was 2,500 silver dollars or 2,500 paper dollars. Today, that would equal 2,500 paper dollars equals your down payment. But if you had 2,500 silver eagles, that would equal three new Mustangs and even thousands left over. And I'm not saying you're going to buy it today and on Tuesday you get, you know, 8 cars. But, I mean, we can all do the math. If you'd invested in a certain vehicle, and we call those vehicles as far as they're moving your money and your assets along to the next progression level, you're on another page, as opposed to just going to the dealership and saying, you know, I want that Mustang with the custom chrome and the raw system, add the 50 G's on top of my payments, and I put down, you know, my $1,200 check that I just made, and the car's 100 grand. If you'd invested into the business or into owning your own numismatics or even just raw silver, you could have bought 10 cars as opposed to owing someone money for one car. And I'm sure we can all appreciate there's no sense to buying a depreciating asset at an interest rate that's astronomical for the majority of people whose credit score is under 800. I mean, I'm just throwing out there real quick.
All right, man. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break, and we come back. We're going to chop it up some more with you. And definitely, like I said, I told y'all, man, today's show is going to get real.
Let me know.
Yeah, I definitely just hang in there, and so far, man, anyone that, if you have any questions, y'all can also call into the show, Easier number, because I always forget my 800 number, is 347-202-0389. If you call that number there, I'll let you straight into the show. And then, you know, you can kind of share, if you have any personal experiences with this, go ahead and share with us or whatnot. Or if you have any simple questions as well, you can ask too. So we'll be back. We're going to go ahead and go to this very quick song. And let's see, who am I calling today? Who am I feeling today? All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the song of my boy, Flo Sig. This is our Rainy Night Georgia. And I'm playing this song. It's just crazy. Like, he made this song back in for Black History Month. But I'm just playing this song because it really just touches me. But it goes back to the whole thing with Mr. Trayvon. It just pisses me off. Like I tell you before, racism was if you thought racism was dead at some point in time, racism is not dead. As I always say, racism is not dead. It's on life support. Some idiot is going to be waiting to breathe air to it at any moment at any point of the day. So keep your eyes open. We'll be right back.
It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back, sting from all that water. White man raping great grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people was slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs. And spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit. And was hung from a tree for everything they did for 100 years. And racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck? Put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip. I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit. That my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
For the storm's approaching. Man on his knees, he can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we passed the stand. In the back of the bus, it sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. And we stop apologizing to the white man. But as long as you run around here wearing the white man's name, bragging about you one of the jungle, or one of the ground, or one of the sick, or as long as you run around here bragging about your mob in this so-called American democracy, then you will always be looked down upon as a chump.
We What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, we're back in the building. Back in the building. That was my boy Flo Sick, and that was Rainy Night in Georgia. And we're back in the building with the great Mr. Tony, a.k.a. Twitter handle, ToneCast, which is very, very, very popular name. Great name for him to pick for Twitter because definitely matches what he does. But behind it, y'all want to definitely support, get some justice for Trayvon, all you have to simply do is go to change.org and you can sign a petition on there. That's a simple thing. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't make it to the – I want to go get in the rally or whatnot. You can't – you can't do that. That's a simple thing you can go do. You can do that. That helps a whole lot, too. So there you go. All right, so we're back, and what we're talking about today in the show is we call it the gold standard, but basically we're talking about our grand scheme of things, actually. And we're basically just trying to tell y'all, just giving you, like, basic information to get on the right track as far as, you know, helping your finances get better. And by doing that, make sure you have assets, because a lot of people don't realize that assets are key. That's the key part. Like, just having a bunch of money and not doing anything with it to make sure it's making money for you is not making any sense. Especially when, like, back, he was talking about right before the break, depreciating assets. Because you get a car pretty much, as they always say, like, for instance, the moment the car goes off the lot, it's starting to depreciate. The moment it is coming off the lot, it is losing its value every moment. So it's the same way. It's a crazy comparison, but it's kind of the same thing with video games. Like, you buy a brand new Call of Duty, and then you try to take it back and try to get all your money back for it. It only going to give you $30. It's $30 back, and you're going to give you about $30 back.
I don't even know
how much you
spent.
$60.
I got
crazy.
Two games for my PlayStation 3, I think. That's it, man.
So, yeah,
I think I literally have two games.
It's crazy over here. But, you know, right before the break, man, you were chopping something up, so we're going to go ahead and I'm continuing it a little bit more. And, like, one of the things I definitely want, another question I want to kind of add to see, like, how your thought process on it is on the housing market. Like, what have you noticed of the housing market, and what's, like, the best way people can jump into it and make sure they save themselves? A lot of people are afraid of, like, oh, the housing market is bad, in which, in a lot of cases, it's not necessary. Like, here in Texas, there's a lot of areas here in Texas that's not bad. Just the propaganda that's thrown around makes people think it is.
I mean, if I had to, well, firstly, just like I said before, just in case anyone tries to sue me, you know, because I know some people try to get rich quick, I'm not giving legal financial advice. These are all opinions, et cetera. I'm just being a smarty, though. But, I mean, I think the real estate market is the best time in the world you could buy, almost. I mean, if I could have bought 3 years ago, I would have bought. If I could buy now, I'd buy. If I could buy tomorrow, I'd buy twice. I mean, people don't realize this. You know, you don't buy the lottery ticket and hope for the victory. That's not the way it works. You spend a dollar to win. No, it sounds funny, but what it is, think about it this way. You spend a dollar to win $240 million. So what you did, to make it simple for people to understand, is that, wait, and this is exactly how money works. I'm using a very simple thing. You make the money not when you sell. You make the money when you buy. So let's bring it back to the lottery. You paid a dollar. And I think in New York, the lottery right now is like $240 million or something like that. My coworkers got like, you know, 40 pages of tickets, you know, $5 a head, 50 heads. They just throwing in and stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it works for them. It makes, I personally don't play. I play like a dollar a year. But if you want to look at it that way, you spend a dollar to win $240 million. Now, you're not going to spend a dollar and then sell the ticket, but in this case, you're going to go and cash in the ticket. When you cash in, they give you $240 million or your lump sum, whatever you prefer. But you have, in this process, you spent a low dollar amount to bring you a high dollar amount. You don't buy high and try to sell high. And to bring it back to what you were talking about before, I got an 08 Accord. If I'd have bought it at top dollar, and now I leased it, for 42 months. My lease is about to end. But to give it back to them, I just dollar value, I lose money. So you don't want to do that. You want to buy low. You know what I mean? You always want to buy low. Now, if the real estate market is low, you're winning, because if you've got the credit, the cash flow, or the connections, which sometimes helps also, because a good realtor can get you a deal you can't find, because A, they know the ins and outs, B, they've got the license, and C, they know people you're not going to know because you don't move in the same circles. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to know what I know if I'm in A and you're in B. It's just that simple. But if you can buy a house for $200,000 or for $300,000, you just absorbed $100,000 worth of equity that in theory you could pull out and use to finance other deals, or you could use to pull out and pay off other stuff, or you could use it to pull out and upgrade that property. So you could take that $100,000, let's say the bank says, I'm only going to give you 50, I'm a little nervous. So now you've got $50,000, so you say, I'm going to redo my bathrooms, my kitchen, I'm going to add a bathroom, and I'm going to increase my square footage as much as I can with this money. So you get it done by a legitimate contractor, you get it resized. Maybe your taxes go up month to month. And, you know, a lot of people work on little dollars, so your taxes go up $50 a month on your mortgage added, because usually you pay your mortgage, your mortgage, your insurance on the mortgage, because that's not your property yet, and et cetera, memo, this. That $50 right there, you're writing it off anyway if you do it right. And bottom line is, if you knew you're going to make more money by spending less money, how is that wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I don't see how a lot of people are like, they're scared to spend money on real estate. Now, I'm not saying everyone needs to do it. You got to do what you feel good. You know what I'm saying? DJ Premier don't rap. DJ Premier makes beats. When he did Gangstar, Guru rap. You know, God bless his soul, rest in peace. They knew their positions. You got to play who you are. Don't be someone you're not. But if I had $1 million right now, I guarantee I'd have $10 million in 2 years, because you have to be an aggressive spirit to be an investment realtor or a realty investment person. But by the same token, if you've got some decent credit, talk to a realtor. See what you can get. What do you lose by asking questions? What do you lose by getting on Google? What do you lose by checking even Craigslist? Craigslist is one of the number one 501c3 companies. They make almost no money compared to what they're giving out. And they even give seminars on that. And you know what the best thing about that is? They're so reputable in their own little way that you could literally buy a house from them and find out what you need. So why wouldn't you buy a house if you could afford it? I mean, look at Superman movies. If you look at Superman movies from the 80s to the new one, it was basically the same theme when they had Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor and when they had Gene Hackman. My dad said one thing, buy whatever you can't get more of. It's either time or real estate. You can't buy time. You got to buy the real estate, because you know what? God's not making more of it.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like you were saying, as far as you got to know when to get stuff right. Because that's one thing I've never – my family's never been tight. Like, we got to get the car that's out right now. That new blah, 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 blah. We don't necessarily do that. Like, we get – my parents, they've got nice cars, but they get them at the right time. Like, people be like, oh, man, isn't that a brand new car?
Too, actually. You can do that right, too. I mean, I have a teacher I work with that he gets a new car every 3 years, but his personal income, not counting his wife's, and they're a happily married couple, he's probably doing about $200 a year providing a valuable service to two or three different communities, and he drives nothing but Infinities or Corvettes, but he has a certain way that he works. He do it a certain time of year. He do it with a certain bonus. You work with the same person. And like you're saying, there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things. See, the first thing I want to tell people is, even if, like, I'm not saying everyone's a Christian, if I offend anyone, but Money is not the root of evil. Wanting nice things is wrong. There's nothing wrong with reaching a higher pinnacle than most people. It just means you ran a little further. It's like, basically, to put it simply, the difference between first and second place is huge, but second and tenth, it's very small. You just ran a little harder to get that imp where I got the Honda. And it might be what you want, it might be what I want. It also could be said, I'm doing something differently. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it's how you research. Like you said, your family likes cars, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with having a nice car as long as you've done your fundamentals first. You don't buy the car for $1,000 a month knowing that between two checks a month you make $1,200. Because now you left yourself $200 for Con Ed, cable, Wi-Fi, Optimum, cell phone, food, gas, insurance, light. Depending on your state, county, and tax district, all those things might be separate or lumped together. And a lot of people forget that. So just kind of segues off. People, make a budget. If you learn nothing tonight, ignore this, make a budget. Write out what you make, write out what you have to spend, and leave a little money there for something for you. If you know what I'm saying? Every paycheck, something should be for you. If you spend $5 on you, go to the bookstore. Go get a magazine. You get something. Because you should never have a check when you look at it and you feel like there was nothing in it for you. Even if you have kids, I know a lot of shorties go and get their nails done. It's $8. That $8 when they sit down, it makes them feel like heaven. So if you're a dude, go get your lineup. Something about that check got to make you feel right, but do that too.
Right. Cause I,
like
I
you said,
it's
the same as the car.
I mean, and this is ironic because how you said that, and it's funny that I was making that comparison to money. A lot of times, I always tell people this when I'm coming at the barbershop, there's nothing better when you come to the barbershop because you feel like a $1 million can come out. And you said that you're doing something to spend on yourself and to better your personal appearance or something of that sort. And a lot of people don't get the chance. They don't understand how important it is to spend money on yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to – I saw this on Facebook the other day. So this one dude was quoting his mom. His mom told him – he was, like, telling his mom, "Oh, mom, when I get big, I'm going to buy you this, I'm going to buy you that, I'm going to buy you that." And then she stopped him. She says, "Son, that's cool, but let me go ahead and tell you one thing. Make sure you get that money, I want you to spend a lot of that on yourself first because
– Yes. Yes.
And let me tell you why. And then she goes on the reason why she said it. She said because when you're working hard every day, day after day, you want to be able to have something to be able to say, wow, this is what I worked hard for. This, and you don't have anything to look back and say that about. You feel like you're working for nothing.
Yep, it's very true.
That goes right to what you
said. Sometimes you know what I've noticed in. I live in the Bronx in New York, and I see a lot of older dudes, and they come in the barbershop, and they've got the typical Foot Locker outfit, you know, the Jordan sweatsuit and the Jordans. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you know, a lot of times it's real typical, but by the same token, I got
lying.
A few pairs of Jordans.
He's down here, too. You got
one. Oh, even so y'all can already picture the Texas, New York, holler the Bronx, you know who we at. But you know, there's something except for that. But Jordans, 9 out of 10 pairs of Jordans are comfortable. Now, I'm not going to say every pair because I'm not a fiend. I don't collect sneakers. I like sneakers. I'm more of a Timberland fan, personally. I like having boots. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, boots and
you know,
I'm
older
boots
dudes, they get their money right.
Person.
Thank you. But I get the boots right, whatever, Timberland, whatever. You see the older dudes, they buy a high quality shoe because you know what? What you put on your feet got to last. They're doing it right out the get-go. Plus, they've already got their bills in line. People don't understand. You don't buy the Jordans and then pay your bills. You pay your bills, get your money right, and if you look at the end of the year, if you save $10, $20 a check, you could probably buy 3 pairs of Jordans in December instead of buying 1 pair up front and owing money on your credit card or being behind on your bills every month. Because I don't know if a lot of people look at their statement. If you got AT&T and you pay your phone bill late, that's $5 a month. 12 months in a year is $60. Now, you do that with GEICO, it's the same amount of money. And if you pay multiple payments, they charge you 5 more on top of that. You could literally throw away $1,000 on excess fees because you bought the Jordans first, not last. And you could have had 2 pairs of Jordans if you'd have bought them at the end. Now, if you buy them in December, yeah, it's the end of 2012, but it's brand new for 2013. So people got to look at what their priorities at. You know what I'm saying? You can get the same joints brand new depending on what your mindset dictates. It's a whole new game.
Very simple, man. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to another music break. And then we'll be back with my boy, Mr. Tony, in the building. And I mean, man, it's so far, man, you know, it's definitely crazy. One thing I just say before I go to this music break is it's always crazy, like, when I'm talking to people on BBM and whatnot, and then you really get the chance to, like, really sit down and just learn more about their mindset. It's just so amazing to me. And it's crazy, like, now I have this 3D image now of who you are now. It's crazy.
Yeah, brother, same feeling goes here, man. Your show is amazing. I don't log on as much as I should, but I'm on here at least once a week. I'm amazed at what you guys do. Like, my internet game is slow, but I appreciate what you guys do. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm most definitely, man. I appreciate you, man. I mean, and every time I see you, always, and if you're one of those people that always supporting someone, I'm like watching you, like, this man is like, he's broadcasting somebody's stuff every chance he can get. So this dude is not only knowledgeable, he's also those people that supports people. And that's what you got to do, too. I'll tell you,
Before you bounce out, if I can just say something, you know what's funny is I consider myself more a lyricist than a businessman, but the older I get, I'd rather be the businessman that becomes a lyricist than the other way around because I want the money now so I don't got to tell Jimmy Iovine no and he puts my album on the back shelf.
Yeah,
it's funny
because
I'm
talking
to that guy.
That's how I've always been. Like I've dabbled into music, but I like to be the person that's behind the musician versus the person who's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm the artist. I'm gonna let y'all do that. It's too much. I like being able to be that support system for y'all. So.
Oh yeah, I want to be with Jay that now and supporting all kind of music. No offense, Jay, you're still one of the realists, but I'm looking for someone to pull out. You know, there's people in every borough, every hood. You know, you don't have to be hood to have real music. You know what I'm saying? You can be real, and that's what I want. I want to be the guy who's got the $1 million check to just sign you, and if I lose money, it becomes a tax write-off, which benefits my other businesses. Because at a certain point, some pardon, so I'm using a song, but why should I lose money putting you out? If I can put money in your pocket, put out music you make that I believe in, take a loss on my tax return, and my tax return then gives me a gain off that loss, that sounds like positive mathematics when we use the government's existing tax code to our benefit, as opposed to blaming Uncle Sam for our shortcomings. I'm just going to be quiet now, but just think about that, because I know you post a song, people listen to rhymes, and, you know, everybody goes home and hears Sonic get hyped, but they go to the gym, or they see, like, you know, if people saw 8 Mile, everyone's dropping an album, they still get rich without trying. Why not be the guy behind your album instead of the guy getting the 360 deal, getting 10 cents off every deal?
Right, because, I mean, I've watched these artists struggle sometimes, too. That's because they don't, a lot of them just want... I mean, that's the end of the day, it's your job as an artist. But if you really want to progress further and further, there's always one or two things that I would say. You do one of two things you want to progress in the music industry. It's either you need to be about business or you need to get somebody on your team that knows about business and have them do that business side for you. If you don't, then that's what you screw up at. Some people, I want to do it on my own, but they don't want to, but... they don't try to learn anything but the business side, and that's when they screw up. So, you're going to come back.
You can't do it on your own if you don't know how to.
Because y'all know me, man. I can go in. So, I'm going to take my little music break, and we come back, we're going to continue. Because I know how I am, man. When I start going in, I start going in.
This is State of Emergency.
You want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get him, Judge.
Hey. Winter's turn, Kobe Hove is the coldest, but just gets better with time. I'm like Opus, one, young, no two alike like a snowflake. Okay,
show me what you got, baby.
Words are slurring, engine current, mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3, mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan change, make no difference, you all ballin' the same. I am the Mike Jordan, a recording. You might wanna pull back from recording. Right, it's not important, so the boss him to go for the hype of being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. True for dear, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop by the tip of the top. It's your turn.
Hey, hey, hey.
Take your clothes off, take off mine.
up. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, pretty lady. Show me what you got, Charlie. Show me what you got, baby. Dance up that way.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
All right, we're back in the building. I'm in the building with my boy, Mr. Tony. And it's just, like I said, y'all, today's show is just really bananas. Like, we're really going in today. Y'all know how I am. I told y'all, because for those that are new to the show and those,
pardon me, son. Y'all better focus. I'm trying to get back on this show. I'm enjoying myself too much. And I thought I'd be scared, so I want to leave the one spot.
We don't own deck over here. I told you that all the time. Like, so sometimes you're gonna get one or two people. You're going to get Steady who's, like, goofy, or you're going to get Steady that's going to get deep in you or whatnot.
Hold on, Steady. Steady, you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Oh, you sound like a lefty. No offense. I'm disappointed, though.
But you know, it's how I run my brother's left, you know, so that's how I run the guy.
I'm saying, you come across more like a lefty, no offense to the righties, but I'm left-handed, I'm one of like two in like 30 people, like five generations, and you come across lefty, you know how to think outside the box, which is highly appreciated by personally myself.
Maybe I'll use the left side of my brain the most.
You're a creative dude, it's obvious based on your website alone. I mean, even besides speaking, your website alone speaks volumes. My wife looked at your site and she was highly impressed. So, and she don't think like I do, so that's just speaks volumes.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And, I mean, it's for me, it's because of people like yourself and because of the people that's on there. Like, they when people are supporting you and telling you, letting you know, I can tell people the other day, sometimes just tell them, let people know, I like what you're doing. You tell them someone that can make it a whole entire week.
It'll make a month over here, dude.
Yeah,
that's like
real.
A gross month.
I'm just being on the I'm just being on the short end. When someone tells me that, sometimes that makes me feel good for like a whole year. If you on a really really good day, it makes me feel good for a whole year. So people don't really understand that.
And nothing better than support, bro. So I thank you for it. You know what? If we don't hold each other down, no one does, and people don't realize it's. Even look what Obama did. And, you know, when he ran, he got every little person to come out their cave and run to that booth. That's what has to be done. And if we don't do that in our business aspects, or even with this young gentleman who was just shot by the police. Actually, there's been about three in about an eight-day period. Now, I'm not an anti-police officer, but there's been about three or four kids shot in about 8 days. None of them over 18, so those are kids. So I'm about to be 32, so when you start looking, it's kind of amazing. It's like, but if we all step into the void and move forward, we have a power we're not imagining. Like Obama said, it's change. You don't have any Democrat, conservative, GOP, rhino, nothing, no matter who you vote for. When you step into the void for a cause that exists, no one wants kids getting shot. No one wants teachers not getting paid. No one doesn't want an America where every American is prosperous. Why would we want to be Russia in the 80s when we could be America in the 80s? So everyone who's online right now listening, encourage Seti. You could put my site to the side. I'm not even worried. Encourage the brother.
Oh, no.
Get on here again tomorrow.
I'll put your site up because, like, your
take
site
away,
is...
brother. I haven't paid my dues yet. I ain't paid my dues. I'm not worried. we're going to get you up there
yeah,
and after
for
that.
Me, for me,
I'm going to get you up there and we're going to get
me
up
man,
there. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Every time I go there, I always, like, it can be a bunch of, like, even though a lot of people, when they go there, they go, oh, okay, he talks about she talks about a lot of stuff about financial stuff, but she talk about a lot of activism. And it's, you know, every time I go there, it's just a joy to see, because for me, people don't understand it. Like, it's people that piss me off every day. They're just zombies. Like, you know, or if you had a grown man, and people wonder why their lives are bad or whatnot, or why they notice their lives are bad, things like that. Because if you actually take the time out, you start supporting some of these other people, and you start helping out on these other causes, by the time you get back to your problem, you won't even realize it's a problem anymore. And it probably fixes itself by then.
I have a friend who had, I grew up, I mean, like, I wasn't grew up rich by any standard. I mean, we had, I don't know if any of you know, we had like Ronzoni Ziti in the box with a bottle of Prego. You know, that bottle of Prego had to feed four people 2-3 nights in a row. I grew up with that one meat, you know, meat was once a week, depending on the paychecks. But I went to private school on scholarship. We had a house my parents scrambled for. My parents said, you're going to do better than us if we got to starve. And I challenge everyone on the show tonight, why are you not doing the same thing for yourself and your children? Now, I have no kids yet, because my thing is, I've watched how, this is going to sound really racist, I might even take some heat for this, so steady, I apologize, but every older white person I know, they had their kids a little later in life, and they were so financially prepared for it, that it was almost like catching the touchdown and you're the wide receiver. Put it this way, having that kid was like being Jerry Rice and you're in the pocket and no one was guarding you. I think I shouldn't say nothing else to that. Everyone knows who Jerry Rice is. Dude plays on broken ankles. He's that nice. Wide receiver of the year, every year in existence. Maybe not factually, but if you really think I'm lying, people, find me on Google, t.lobriel@gmail.com. I really don't think there's going to be more than like 3 of you going to lie. So, sorry, I had to put that out. But y'all understand the preface. What I'm saying is you got to move for it. So what are you guys doing to move for it? I'm challenging people to be better than who you are. Now, I'm not rich. I'll be real with y'all. I'm closer to broke than poor. But I know where every dollar of my money goes. I check my bank accounts, my credit cards. I'll keep it grinding with y'all. I've been the victim of credit theft about 7 times in 3 years. And people say, oh, cancel your credit cards. You know what the first lesson there is, people? Every credit card you cancel lowers your credit-to-debt ratio. Now, Seti, you got to put me another show to talk on that. Sorry. That's a whole other game. I'm telling you. Credit-to-debt income, I can tell you another show. Then other people say, oh, well, you shop online. People don't realize that 97%, not exactly, but depending on state by state, when you put a check or money order into the mail and then you put it into the box on the corner and then they take it from the box to the truck, from the truck to the blank to the spot, from the spot to the plane, from the plane to the train, from the train to the bank, to the guy who has to explain, by the time you're done with all that, you could have paid it in 10 seconds. And 9 out of 10 times when I've been caught with identity theft, I'm running back in 72 hours. So why would I put it through 300 people's hands when I can put it through 4 people's hands if I went back in 72 hours? See, the problem is we as a people are not technologically advanced in our mindset. Everyone's got an iPad. You know what they're doing? We're all going on YouTube and watching battles and bum fights.
No. Oh, my God.
You buy an iPad?
Exactly.
Buy an iPad with your business account. Open an LLC and open it in the right state where you get tax benefits that don't break your pockets to open the business. Then you buy the iPad because it's a business tool. You can go to WallStreetJournal.com's search engine, people. The average billionaire and 9 out of 10 millionaires buys an iPad, not because they like Steve Jobs, not because they like the software or the battery life or the beautiful screen. I'm talking iPad 1, people, not iPad 2, not the HD, not the new one. You know why they bought them? They could track everything they were doing at a moment's notice. So if a person who makes 7 or 8 figures, and we're in the 4 to 5-figure range, people, it's time we smarten up. So if you don't lead, you follow. And rather than line his pockets, I'm trying to line my pockets. And just so everyone knows, the richest man in the world right now is a Mexican.
Yep.
So I'm going to talk there, because everyone talks jack about Mexico, Cancun, and Mexicans this and Mexicans that, and America and crossing the border. The richest man in the world right now is a Mexican, not a Russian, not an American, not a Czechoslovakian, not a Puerto Rican, not a Dominican, not an African or an African-American. He's not from any part of the world. He's from Mexico, and he's the richest man in the world right now. Now, his spot kind of bounces back and forth, but he's ahead of all of us. So think about when you generalize, think about who's really stacking paper.
And I know one of the main assets he does a lot in is telecommunications. And
that's
look
big
at
money.
It,
you
it,
look at your cell phone, people. Think about
deals.
It. The cheapest cell phone. Let me ask you, wait. I'm in New York, so you're in Texas. What is the cheapest plan where they promise you, yo, bro, I'm going to give you the Android phone or the iPhone and the everything plan, unlimited everything. What is the cheapest unlimited everything plan in Texas right now, taxes included?
Cheapest. I guess T-Mobile here would be the cheapest.
And what do they charge a month total, you think?
Around $60 probably. I'm going to say Metro PCS doesn't count. I'm not going to count that.
I'm telling you, I don't have them either. I think they're being good out systematically because you're looking for it, too.
Because you're not quite getting everything.
No, but how many people are in Texas? How many people do you think are in Texas total for one state? It's just, 30 million? Is that too much or is that too little?
How many people are in Texas? Is it 30 million? That's a good one. I think that's about maybe a little bit more. I can look, but
so let's say 40 million.
Even in Dallas alone,
is that cool?
Even in Dallas alone is crazy. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Perfect.
So let's just say it's $1 billion in revenue, and to buy the service they're giving you, they probably charge you about for every dollar you pay, they probably keep 90 cents. Maybe 70. We're gonna say 70. I'm gonna be the jerk. And I'm going to give the billion the benefit. So, people, why are you paying that money for the cell phone? And it's just a cell phone. I own my own home-based business. I own three of them, actually. And I'm trying to incorporate into other stuff where I can actually offer stock to my company to other people. Now, I'm worth nothing now, but you look at Bill Gates. Guy didn't graduate college. He's second or third richest. Steve Jobs, before he died. Steve Jobs is a beast. He had almost gone to jail. He was almost homeless. He had an IQ of a 12th grader in, fifth grade. He went through, and it's smart, but it causes trial and tribulation because we're bored of his VC. So why would he do this stuff where he started his own business in someone's garage, mind you? Now, you could be in a project right now, but if you scrape together $200 or $300, depending on your county and district, and start your own business, people, write up your cell phone. Because you know what? I'm not trying to encourage you to cheat. What I'm encouraging you is I'm going to start a business, and the phone I have is business, I'm going to call 200 people a month. There's 30 days in a month. Even if you take off the weekends, you've got 20, 22 days of weekdays. You can call 5, 6 people, 8, 10 people a day. And we all know, if you got Facebook, you spend more time than that. When MySpace came out, everyone was on. I'm going to take it back. If you had Asian Avenue, Black Planet, or Mi Gente, don't tell me you didn't spend 20 hours a week on that. Don't tell me you didn't. I mean, I'm all older, y'all, but people, why would you have a benefit that's not also a resource and a tax deduction? The government rewards the rich and the people who seek. Now, even if Obama stays for 4 more years or leaves, no matter who comes in, the people who create jobs are always going to be given more bricks. So why would you not want to start a business? Even if your business is at a loss, you win for X amount of years, depending on your locality. Why would you not want to be your own boss? Or why not work for the city, get a pension, and be your own boss too? Because you know when you have your own time, you should mind your own business. And no, that doesn't mean don't listen when your neighbor slapping his wife. It means when I'm home, I got my calculator, my abacus, my books, and I'm learning to do something. And if I learn that system, I apply that tool. And if I apply that tool, I reap those benefits. And after I reap those benefits, I'm going to go buy numismatics. Sorry, shameless plug. Or I'm going to go buy a car that's worth less money. Or I'm going to buy a house with a rental income property in the basement. You have to move forward. If you're not progressing, you're in reverse. And really, there's no point in going backwards unless it's like Tokyo Drift or something like that. And I'm sorry, I don't have the car for that. So if you're one of those people, call in, tell Sadie to put you in line with me. But if you don't agree with moving forward and progression for money, so you're at the top, then you're at the bottom. It's one or the other. You either race forward or you fall backwards. So call in, people. Let me know if I'm an asshole. Pardon my language if I just cross FCC boundaries. But I would challenge you guys to tell me I'm wrong. You might not like numismatics, you cannot argue with the fact that if you do not control your money, someone else does. And the person who controls the money controls everything. I forgot his name, the original Rothschilds. They ran the banks in the original countries. They started with one bank in one country. They started spread to five. The father and his sons. He said, I care not who runs the country as long as I control the money. And we're talking about 1800s or 1700s. It's 2012, people. If back then they knew to control money to run a country, why aren't you controlling your money to run your household?
And, I mean, another answer to take for that, too, like, I think it's one thing you said, and I talked to you about doing this, you're like, oh, now, I'm going to let you know now, I'm not a guru of this stuff, but at the end of the day, a lot of people don't miss. You always, if you have research and something that you really research in, you might not necessarily be the best, but you're always a guru, but you're considered a guru because you actually take pride in researching yourself. Just like, I always deny that. People try to say that, man, you must be like a computer genius or something. And I'm like, man, don't put that on me. Like, I'm not a computer genius at all. Like, I just research, like, people think I'm crazy, I'm talking to people and they're hitting me up and go, oh, what you doing? And then I tell them, oh, I'm researching stuff or something to work on for my site. I might not be directly working on my site, but a lot of times I'm in my nerd mode and I'm learning something new because I can say, oh, now if I can do this, let's see if I can make this act like that. Like a lot, with the fact that I do that, I understand the science of, that's why I'm so blown away by Facebook and stuff, because when I look at this, when I look at something like a, updating, people go there and they go, okay, I'm going to update my status. When you really, if you're a person that knows about, that does it, works in that kind of stuff, you start looking at it, you start to get into science of what coding and all that stuff they had to take for them just to make that one simple feature. You don't realize we're all going for that one simple feature.
That's why Facebook, I personally agree, is worth $100 billion. I believe the potential is there, but Facebook is worth money. You know why? Everyone's buying into it. I'm at the point where I'm moving away from Facebook, but the value there, even as I know people who are direct marketers, instant marketers, and multi-level marketers, so they might want to say coffee or tea or vitamins or benefits or this, that, and the other. We've all known people at MLM. You know, I got to sign up three people to get three people to blah, blah, blah. I know people that are paying Facebook pay-per-click, and they're making $100,000 every 3-4 months. That is the power of Facebook, A, and B, which probably should be A, is determination. Because what you are willing to put in, you will always get out. I've never seen someone who doesn't run the track every day that will not win at least one race. You cannot run the race and not practice. You cannot be the quarterback and not throw a touchdown. You cannot run left and not expect to zig right when they come for you. In life, you have to chase what you want, people. And if you're not going to go for it, someone else is. Because the bottom line is, you know what, if you see Jordan, I guarantee if you see Michael Jordan today, he's going to tell you, you know what, when I was home, I was training. When I was in training, he's watching footage. Now, even on YouTube, a lot of people see the dick. But you know that dick, part of my language? He's richer than most people. And when he wasn't training, he was practicing. When he wasn't practicing, he was sleeping. When he wasn't sleeping, he was eating. When he wasn't doing that, he was tracking footage. Look at Kobe Bryant. His father was not necessarily a phenom, but his father knew the game. He learned the game. He joined with the league at 17. I'm not a football person, a basketball person, or a sports person. Pick your sport. But what shows through is that what you achieve is by what you believe. If you believe I can sit down and spend 20 minutes a day, you will get somewhere. And for those 20 minutes, if you just start applying 60 minutes, which you've only added a factor of 2 times 2, basically, because you had 20, 20, 20. Now it's an hour. What can an hour a day change in your life do, people? Don't even start buying the money. Start studying the money. I encourage you to ignore anything I try to sell you or anything I try to teach you. Go on Google and find what you like. You can hate numismatics. You can hate silver and gold. But if you think that you find there's more money in shale gas and the companies are digging through the sideways to find that gas, you know, whatever you believe in, you buy. I buy stock occasionally. You know what I buy, people? There's a little company called Muscle Farm. I've lost more money in stock than I've made, but I bought it something I believed in. So I spend more time watching it. It's like if you gamble. If you play poker, you bet on poker. If you watch football, you bet on the football. But if you don't watch baseball, you're not going to bet on the pitch. to the third batter in the ninth inning of the fourth stretch. No. You got to do what you believe, people. That's the bottom line. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will. If you don't believe in the power of money, you're lying to yourself. Because when you walk into that dealership, what you're walking into is a shark pit. And you're the bait. You're the food. You're the water. You're everything. And you walk up that brand new, beautiful car, and you're screwed. And I'll give you an even better reason. Right now, after Cash for Clunkers, no offense to Obama, but that killed about 40 to 60% of the used car market. So whatever's left goes up 20 to 40% as a used car. So a $2,000 car in 2006 is now an $8,000 car in 2012 if it has the same miles, the same rust, same usage, blah, 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 nothing's changed. But you can see what I'm saying, people, that the market has changed. So if the market's changed and the game has changed, you have to change. You can't be the pitcher in the East League when you're on the other team doing the other side of the game. You can't play lacrosse when it's baseball. You can't play football when it's Saturday. Help me out. What do they play over there in England, I think it is? Rugby, is that it?
Rugby, yes.
Yeah. You can't be talking, you can't be doing on the Jets waiting for Rex to give you some coaching, and it's rugby. You got to get in the game, and you have to change the game. If you're not ahead, you're behind. And it's the bottom line. And if you're going to be behind, then be behind for something like what I was saying before. You buy some silver every month. Study said his boy does it. You buy a physical thing that you can hold. You invest in a house. You know, because bottom line is, if you invest in the right market, do your due diligence, you invest in the right silver coins, you invest in the right house. Actually, you know what's scary? I met a millionaire online. He makes about $40 million a year, but he's worth about 30 cash if he quit tomorrow. He has four Range Rovers his company owns that drive him back and forth. Seti, guess what car he owns six of?
He has
six of one car, and I'll give you a hint. They're all something you would see in a West Coast video.
Six Ferraris?
He's got Impalas from like 6'4 and 6'5. And you know what's scary is those 64? He's got 1964 and 1965 Impalas. Those cars are appreciating in value faster than the Lamborghinis and stuff that he could have bought for quadruple the price. So what does that tell you about knowing where you place your money as an individual? He loves cars. He buys old cars. Now, if he bought new Lamborghinis, he would be taking a physical loss every year. Because he bought old cars, restored them factory, he's taking a physical and non-depreciating gain annually to his bank account, his net worth, his gross worth, and his physical worth, as far as just assets you could grab up. And that sounds weird, right? Because, you know, 2012, 2015, S550, you know, Mercedes, that's basically pure crap. We all want one. Or a 750i Li Fly. Take it back. It's beautiful. He's driving cars from the 60s, and they're only going up every year that he owns them. It's almost counterintuitive. But he knows what he likes, and he knows where to spend his money. A guy like that, he's not going to come invest in numismatic coins. But in the cars he's bought, they've gained about 40 or 50% over the lifetime he's owned them. It's all a matter of doing your homework, people. Due diligence is life. It's like going to the Marines and not doing boot camp. You're not going to make it.
Definitely, man. Well, as the British room was in my ear, I'm usually just yelling at me, you're coming to a close. I definitely want to just thank you for coming to the show, man. Like I said, we definitely had you come back through because you said you were going, one of the things you're talking about doing was talking about credit. And that's something that a lot of people really, even if you never put your money into numismatics or whatnot, credit is something that is a simple concept that,
yes,
I don't care what you say, it cannot be argued that that's a crucial thing to have.
Yep. I'll give you guys an example. I had a family member. I had bad credit. They had no credit. You know who got the credit card faster? Me. So the way the credit card world works, or the credit industry in general, they would rather the person they can look at on a 1 to 10, Tone Cash is a jerk. He's an 8, with 1 being the best. Now, my family member, made about 80 grand when I was making 20, about 15 off the books, so I was claiming almost nothing. I had a crap load of debt from school. This time, no, this was about in 2000, let's say. I think I was 19 or 20 around then. And they had a harder time getting a credit card than I did because they were willing to quantify, which basically just add up pluses and minuses, what I could do versus what they could do. Now, this family member had, you know, 60-inch TV in the living room, brand new Pathfinder, wooden floors in the apartment, brand new couches, you know, silver on the table, glass dining room table cost 4 G's. And the funny thing is, I was living in the sublease apartment with my wife. I had a used car, I had some jewelry and some bling, but you can't count on your credit report. And I could get 10 credit cards in time if I'm going to get one. You have to know the game, people. And the difference is you can walk in and take what they give you, or you can walk in and demand what you deserve. You can have bad credit and buy a house. You can have no credit and buy a house. Find out what your worth is, people. If you don't define your worth, and I'm not talking that cliche, you know, everyone has a value, we all love each other. No. If you don't design and define your physical worth, your poetic worth, if you want, that's nice. But you know what? In America, in most countries, what are you worth as a person? You go to work. What are your hours worth? What are your days worth? What do your bills mean? What does this mean? And a little clue, I'm sorry, I'm quiet after this. If you've got a cell phone account, people, check this out. 9 out of 10 cell phone plans, and I think it might even be 10 out of 10, they can't build your credit, but they can guarantee you your credit. So look at the opposition riding against you. You had AT&T, ran behind on your bill, you had 400, you said, F them, we're going to T-Mobile, you have $50 everything plan, I come in with 200, I get the new Android phone, I'm balling. You're balling, and now you've got a red mark on your credit card for something that could only become a red mark or no mark. You basically just played Russian roulette with your own self, and now when you go buy the car, oh, that car's 200, we want 300. You want the house? Oh, 14, we need 16. Everything goes up. So now as you're making more money, you have to put up more money when you could have spent your money right from the beginning and from there moved forward and spent less. And every dollar you don't spend is a dollar in your pocket. It's another soldier fighting your war.
There you go. That's perfect. Now, let me go ahead and remind everyone as far as the show. If you miss any parts of the show, I remind you, you can do this to the show many different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDJ, that's CEDVY, the letter J, or you can go to iTunes and search Life After Dusk Live. You can look for today's show, which will say Trending Topic Survey, and then say Gold Standard Tonecast. Look for that show, and you can download and listen to all the shows that we've ever done for free. So that's the
claim. Hey, can I get a shameless plug real quick?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Oh, pardon me. I'm gonna be honest. If you have a question about money, finance, I'm a licensed life insurance representative. I'm not bonded, but licensed in numerous fields. I can bounce. I have a board of ed. I'm fully licensed, people. I'm not a criminal. You can vet me. You can look me up on Google and probably find everything that I don't even know. But if you have questions about anything we discussed tonight, you want to build your income, you want to build your wealth personally on a separate level, you hit me up at @ToneCash, Twitter. I'm not going to give you my business one. I'm going to give you the one I have a little fun with because it's easy to remember. It's @ TONECASH. You hit me up there, and I'll even throw something better. The first 20 people to hit me up, I will shout out to my 2,000 BBM followers, my 2,000 Twitter, which are my 2 or 3 accounts, and I will teach you via video blog or webinar the secrets I'm using to build my own personal wealth, and I will show you simple things that can put wealth in your pocket, if not physically, as far as adding value. And I'm sure Seti will co-sign on this. When you have value to what you're offering people, people come back. People don't come to McDonald's for the hamburger. They come because they get the same hamburger every time. And what we have to offer is better than that. So people, hit me up at @ToneCash on Twitter. I will push you to the next level. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but if you don't learn something, I'll buy you dinner if you're in New York. Texas, I don't think Ted's going to hit you up, but you can say hi to him anyway. Sorry, bro. I'm trying to build
and most definitely, man, and it's like I said, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on. Like you said, we definitely have you come back very soon to talk about. And we'll do definitely talking about credit because, you know, we can't give y'all a quick synopsis, but I think this man has a whole lot more to go. So y'all definitely check it out. And also, like I said, y'all heard how to check out the shows and whatnot. Y'all can also, anything, you can check out the shows and see everything else that happens behind the scenes, all that good stuff, on DuskSkot.com. That's DuskSkot.com. Go there. And, heck, it was something for granted. Oh, next week's show is going to be crazy. Actually, what I'm going to call next week is now officially, because of the way it's going to happen, next week is officially International Week on Life at the Dusk, because every show is going to have somebody that's not even in the States. And people,
let me know, brother. My friend works for the UN in Belgium. Let me know. I got people. Bring you in.
Oh yeah.
I've educated beautiful African American and Hispanic American and vice versa people who have not only achieved their degrees, achieved a master's or better, or at the minimum their associates, and they're willing to teach people the simple steps they follow through on. Now there's nothing wrong with not getting. I don't have to pay myself.
I deal with some people in Belgium, actually. Shout out to Alex Clothing Company.
Well, my boy lives in Belgium, and he's still an African. People, what he did was he tracked migration patterns so he could see where the African continent was going as far as people moving, common patterns of water usage, resource use, and whatnot, so they can make it a stronger continent. This is a brother who could have been in a CEO top 500. He went to Puerto Rico for some reason, came back, and went right back to Africa with people from Senegal. Now, you want to learn? This dude has been in that squalid heat with his people to learn, track, appreciate, and enumerate what's going on so we can have a better people in our own continent. That's where we got to get people. Everyone needs to put something forward. It's like going to a potluck wedding. If you don't bring a plate, no one eats. I just want to thank you, sir, for your time. And let me, you know, get my little random candidness right there.
Oh, definitely, man. And like I said, y'all can definitely check us out. You know, same place, well, I won't say same time. Every Thursday, you catch us from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Mondays and Wednesdays, you can check us out at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Tuesdays, the beautiful ladies of TT3 Radio, they take off the show every Tuesday. You can check them out at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, no, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, excuse me. So there you go. All right, man, we're rolling on out. Remind y'all, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a Jay, or where there's a Tony, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dusk Live. We're rolling on out. This is, once again, man, it's a pleasure having you, man.
It's a pleasure to be a guest, sir. Invite me back. I thought I was going to bomb, and I feel pretty good. So if you don't thought I bomb, hey, just let him know so he doesn't invite me back. Just in case.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say, I got this one tip before I leave out. You know what? That's what everyone says. They come and, you know, they talk to me. They're like, man, I'm so nervous. But, you know, one thing I have to say is, as I tell people all the time, if you're not nervous, the reason why people are nervous is because it's something that you really care about and you really want to do great at it. And when that's the case, that nervousness is actually you. It's actually your mind building itself up to perfect itself before it does what it does. And then once people get on here, it takes people about maybe 2 minutes into it to get into that zone, and they're like, I forgot what nervous was.
Well, thank you, sir. You know what? I think you got me to that point, and I appreciate it. But we're going to do more business. We're going to help build our people up. We're going to get to another level cohesively. We're not just going to do it. We're going to bring them with us, and we're going to do it as one big group. Because you know what? People say we can't do it, other people who don't want to do it. That's the bottom line.
Bam! All right, we're
going
to
be. Go big or go home.
On the words of Chris Brown, y'all, deuces.
Deuces.